There's a story. This is a story that has been written, but it is a story that continues to be written at the very same time. It is a story that we know well, and it is a story that can seem as if it is in a foreign language. This is the mystery of our life, the mystery of salvation history. It is a story that is written by God, but we all have our own parts, our own verses to write in that story as well. And we know the end. We know that Jesus Christ is the victor. And we know that when He comes again, there will be two groups, those on the left, those on the right, the sheep and the goats. Which group we end up is up to us. We see that our choices, our actions, our words in this life do matter. Because as we read in our gospel today, hell is real. We don't say that to scare us. We don't say that to put a fear in us that paralyzes us. But to recognize that is something that our world doesn't talk about at all anymore. It wants to ignore the fact that hell is real. Because if I don't talk about it, then I don't have to admit it. But we need to admit it. Because that is what really instills true fear of the Lord. That fear of the Lord that inspires wisdom. That fear of the Lord that brings us to acknowledge God in our lives and the reality of this world. Our choices do matter. We are called to a relationship with God, and in that we serve our neighbor and our family. Doing all of these things, they indicate which group we will belong to. This is the good news, though, that as long as we are walking in this life, living and breathing, and we recognize maybe I need a course adjustment, there's time. We can repent. We can turn back to God to build that true relationship with our Father, with His Son, and with the Holy Spirit. To learn how to make these things, these relationships, real in our lives by living those lives of service to all that God has placed in our life, from our family to complete strangers. Today is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of our liturgical year, beginning with Advent next year. And every year as we conclude the liturgical year, we call to mind that Christ is King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And how He got this title can be found throughout salvation history. We see with Moses leading the Jews into the Promised Land, they would face a crisis after one after another. And God would lead up and call up a judge to bring them through a crisis. They weren't going to be in power forever. They would return to their farms, to their fields, to their sheep, to their business, after they had led them through this one particular crisis. But it wasn't enough for the Jewish people. They decided that they needed a king like all the other nations around them. But they were God's chosen people. They had His law. He was their king. But they saw these human kings and they thought that that's what they needed. And so they keep on petitioning God again and again. And finally He grants their wish. And David becomes their king. And David was promised that one of his sons would reign forever. So after David died, his sons come to power, one after the other after the other. Some good, some not so good. Until the kingdom was split, the north and the south, in their desire for power, for control. And then their nation was conquered. It was controlled by so many different foreign nations. The Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. Finally, an angel was sent to this girl in Nazareth, in the fullness of time, and she was told that she would have a son who was to rule forever. Circumstances lead her to David's city, to Bethlehem, where she would give birth to this son. In His mercy, God gives us a king, both human and divine. He gives us a different kind of a king, one who speaks with authority that no one had ever heard before, one whose miracles no one had ever seen before. And some wanted to crown Him a king of their land right there and then. But that isn't the kind of king He was called to be. And then he is brought before Pontius Pilate, condemned to die for his people. Pilate recognizes there is something special about this man that is standing in front of him, that he has got control over all of these circumstances, and yet he is allowing them to proceed. He is willing to offer his life. And that is something for a pagan king that they just could not understand. But what he did understand allowed him to stand up to the chief priest and puts that inscription that we see on the cross as yet today, the King of the Jews, this condemned carpenter, not only a king, he is the king. There are so many things, so many that vie for power in our lives, so many that would be king. We are so blessed to live in freedom. But that is a two-edged sword, because freedom means that we can also choose slavery. We can choose sin. And oftentimes we buy into the lies of our time, that a king has got to look like this, certain way he's got to act. But Christ takes that and turns it on his head. So we ask, who is our king? But it has to become more personal than that. When we look in that mirror in the morning, or we look in that mirror before going to bed, we are called to ask, who is my king? We will all have a king. We will all serve something, someone in our life. And whether it is something such as power, pleasure, money, ourself, looking out for number one, we can even claim to serve God, but then demand that that God conform to how I think he should be, how I think he should act. So who is my king? Christ identifies with the lowly, the hungry, the poor, the sick, the imprisoned. And we have a hard time seeing this. We want a strong king. We want a king that would defeat any battle, whether it be physical, spiritual, health. We want a king that would win all of those battles like we want them to be won. Instead, we have a humble king who came to serve, not to be served. We have a king who reigns from a cross, not from a throne. We have a king who chose a crown of thorns rather than a crown of gold and rare jewels. We have a king whose power and authority are not of this world, but whose power and authority are the source of all worldly power and authority. And we have a king who calls us to follow. A king who is reigning from a cross and invites us to that cross, because that is where he is, and that is where we will find him, and that is where we will find true life, everlasting life. The story is written. Who is my king?